Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 54, and it's the 29th of February 2015, which is obviously being a leap year, an extra day. I'm titling this episode, "What Would You Do With an Extra Day in the Garden?" Just because I felt that's quite fitting with it being a leap year. So, coming up today, I'm going to give you a few updates, and then I want to talk a bit about having an extra day in a garden. So, firstly, plot 128B. What's been going on there? Well, I was down there for a couple of hours at the weekend, and in fact I've been there pretty much every evening after work, just for 10-15 minutes. Started building a second compost bin, and I've now got a gate on the first compost bin, and that's I'm just levelling that out and making it all fit nicely, and I'm going to cover it in a layer of soil. And then once I've completed the second one, do the same again. Won't take long to fill. I've also been starting to weed in between the raspberry canes and getting that a bit tidier. Long process, but it's getting there. Just doing a bit by bit and then a little bit at a time. And then when I get on top of many of the other things, I can really concentrate on keeping the weeds at bay in there. Completed building the carrot and parsnip bed, and I've given that a bit of a rake over with a three-pronged cultivator just to try and make sure there was no get all down to a fine crumb, fine tilth, sorry. Still got a bit more to do on that just to get it raked down, but I might give it one more shot this weekend and then just sow some carrots and parsnips just to get them underway. The garlic and everything is all seems to be growing well. The garlic that was sown later has started to sprout. Although the ones I wasn't too sure if they were going to grow, they're not looking too hot, I have to admit. But we'll give it time. They're in there. We'll see what happens. A few of them have been picked up by birds and moved. So, and hopefully I've put them back in the right place. If not, I have no idea what they are. But I think what I should have done was covered them with something or another, but with the winds I didn't really want to. But that would have, of course, stopped the birds from getting to them, so it probably was would have been a good idea. But I'll do that next year, I just have to think of something I can do it with. I have no idea what that vibrating noise is at the moment. It's gone now, so I'm in the potting shed, so I don't think there is any noise in here. So God knows what that was. I've also built another 1 metre bed for one of the trees at the front. And start filling that up with horse manure. I've also laid some cardboard down underneath that one that I filled with horse manure, and also just laid a bit of cardboard down on some grass area where the potatoes are going to grow, and put a couple of potato bags quite filled with horse manure in on there. Now just to weigh the cardboard down until I'll get some wood chip on top of it and use it as a weed suppressant. That's the plan anyway, and I think it'll work. It's going to save me digging out. And then once I covered in wood chip, it'll be even less likely. Once the potatoes are all on there, they shouldn't really grow through. And then when I empty the potatoes next year, the cardboard and everything should have rotted down, so I should have a fine layer, which I might fence off then and just use for potatoes. But we'll see about that nearer the time. The ground's actually started to dry out quite nicely now, so it's quite good to be able to start working the soil again. And it was quite busy down there on Sunday when a lot of people were around again. Sunny day though, so to be expected. So back home now. Been cutting down more of the ivy, which isn't really veg related, but it's going into the compost bin to try and rot down. Talking of the compost bins, I've just filled the larger compost bin up today. It was getting near with stuff from the chickens, lawn clippings, the ivy that I've run through the lawnmower and so on. But it's all gone in that compost bin, and I've lifted the case off one of the smaller ones, lifted the whole lot off. This is going to be moved because where it is where I want to get the chickens into a better position. So I've moved that, and we'll see. I've still got one more bin to go, but that's writing down quite nicely. But I've started sieving it out. I've done a wheelbarrow load full today. Still stuff that hasn't broken down, but they've gone back into the bin, and then I'll start watering it up. And I've just got to choose positions for them where they're going to go. The chickens are doing well, Bear and Grills. Settled in nicely. I'll let them have a run out every now and then. That's about it really with them. Still no eggs. So in the potting shed, near at the moment, I sowed some more chilies, some chili seeds. These are for the chili festival I was talking about, ready for the competition. So seeing how those do. I think one of the other chilies I sown a few weeks ago is just starting to sprout, and I'm looking at it right now. We'll give that time and see what happens. The aubergines I've actually moved out from the heated propagator. I've put a propagator lid over them. I've just moved them out just to see how they get on. Tomorrow I might just cut off one of them, put it into a bigger pot and on the outside and see how it does. There's three aubergines that have germinated, so I'm happy with that. I've also sown some more peas and some more Brussels sprouts and some more, I think I said about these last week actually, salad leaf. Yeah, I did say about the salad leaf last week, so I must have said about the rest. I've put into some pots some white strawberries, pineberries, just because I fancied those. So I bought a bunch from Wilkinson's. I've actually planted the red arrow onion sets a bit late, but I just needed to get them out there. So I dug up the Brussels sprouts plant that wasn't doing much. I gave it to the chickens and they loved it. But I would have put red onions in place. The cabbages are still growing, as are the broad beans and the peas. So we'll see on those. Talking of the peas, I had some wire mesh stuff. It's from a walk-in fridge from work. But I've just used that as a pea stick so the pea can grow up it and hopefully get stronger and get more peas from it. In the greenhouse, I think all the chili plants are dead. They're not really doing much, but we'll give them a few more weeks and see what happens. I did try overwintering them, but they probably had to come in over the winter indoors as opposed to in the greenhouse. But hey-ho, we live and learn. That's our learning curve. The tomatoes, however you pronounce it, the yellow tomatoes. I've actually potted those all on, and they're in the greenhouse on one of the rackings on the shelving. So we're seeing how those do. Hopefully they'll grow quite well. They seem to be, I have to admit, but we'll give them a chance. There's a lot of stuff growing in there. The parsley is still at that seed leaf stage, so I'm in two minds about what to do with that. I might try putting some on again and see what happens. And I'm thinking of doing this. So I've got to sow some coriander and stuff as well, and keep us going throughout the year. I'll be writing a update with the Live Off the Garden challenge soon, because that really needs to be done. I haven't done an update on that soon. Okay, so something I want to talk about. Being a leap year and an extra day of the year, I thought it might be interesting to see what would happen if we had an extra day in the garden. Now, obviously, an extra day is quite a nice thing to have, and perhaps when I say use it in the garden, you know, there's a million and one things you could actually do instead, such as spending with your partner, doing a going out for the day and what have you. But this is just based solely on in the garden. So an extra day in the garden, obviously in the morning I'll get up, let the chickens out and have a bit of a run, and then just have a wander around the garden and do my normal, just see what needs doing, pick any weeds that I can do, and just do a little bit of pottering. I'll probably have a cup of coffee in hand while I'm doing this, just to get me going. And then I would go back indoors and have a sit down and write a list of all the things I'd like to do. In fact, you don't even have to go indoors. If the weather's nice, I'll probably sit outdoors on the patio, looking out at the garden and seeing what I would do. And then I'm probably going to potting shed and sow a lot more seeds that needed sowing and get those underway. And then I would pot on any seedlings that needed potting on. And then move those into the greenhouse, ready to be used. Any that can go into the ground would go into the ground, as you would expect. Now, this is probably sounding like a normal gardening day, and it is in many ways. But by this point, I would expect it to be around lunchtime. So, I'll get some lunch and again sit on the patio with the chickens running around, having some nice salad or something that's been grown from the garden. Then in the afternoon, I could do any of the bigger jobs that needed doing, such as mowing a lawn, constructing things, and so on and so on. Probably till about 4 o'clock, and by that point everything will be done. 4 o'clock, get the barbecue on the go, and I would have a nice little barbecue again on the patio in the garden, enjoying myself. A couple of cold beers, that's what it's all about, you know. And I would also sit back and just enjoy the garden. Now, this doesn't just apply to the vegetable garden, although it does for me because that's all I'm interested in. But, you know, you could do this in any garden you have. We don't sit back enough and just enjoy it. We do all this work. So, yeah. So I think I'm going to wrap up for today. It's a bit of a short podcast. In my head, this extra day sounded quite a good subject. But if you're listening, I'd really love it. You could come along to the podcast and comment and just say what you would do for the day. Just to give me a much better idea, because what everyone else would do. I mean, it's here. You know, it's a conversation starter. The option is there. Please talk and talk about it. I want to know what you want to do or what you would do for the day. That's veggrowerpodcast.co.uk. It'll be this podcast, which is episode 54. You'll find it in the podcast titles. And just comment away. You don't have to sign up now for comments. Just comment. And if you're I would really, really, really love to hear from you. I really would. I could do with a lot of... I know people are listening out there. I could really do with some of your feedback. So that, I'm going to wrap up now. I'm Richard from VegGrad Podcast. Oh, and I said last week there'll be a video coming out in a few days. That'll be out very soon because I'm just editing it tonight. So, with that, thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next one.